The passage for us today is taken from the Epistle to Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 1 through 14. Starting from today, I'm going to take a series of study on the letter of Ephesians. Today will be the first one for that. From verse 1 through 14, I'm going to read it for you. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, to the saints in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight, in love. He predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of his God's grace, that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. And he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with the seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. Amen. Everybody has their own life story. It seems that every life story is full of drama. Some story is a happy story, but not all of it. In fact, many people's lives is full of discontentment and agony and regret. Why is there such a difference when everybody wishes that theirs to be happy ending and full of happiness? Starting from today, what I'd like to do is to look into our so-called story, our own story, my story. When I say our, or us, means all of us that are sitting here to worship God. In the book of Ephesians, we find four elements that are common in our own stories. First is God the Father. He chose us and called us to be his children. Second ingredient or element that we commonly have in our own story is Christ. Because of his death and resurrection, we become what I am, who I am, who you are today. Third is the Holy Spirit. He communicates amongst us through his power. The fourth, perhaps this is the one that I'd like to emphasize and highlight, that is the element of the church. Meaning that our story, within our story, we also share the stories with one another. The person sitting next to me is part of my story. That is something that we want to think about. So through the epistle to the Ephesians, we want to think about how so-called my story begins and unfolds and proceed toward the goal. For that matter, this story has characters like me, you, us, and church. So these are the words, the key words that we want to remember as we continue on the series of the study. Christ, church, I, you, us, and story. Well, it's kind of very vague and broad, isn't it? Yeah, that's how it begins for us today. But let us look at the passage, and hopefully we get more clear idea about what we have to study about today. Verses 1 through 14 has two parts. Actually, those two parts represent each sentence. Verse 1 and 2 makes one sentence, and 3 through 14 makes another sentence. So I'm going to take first and second verses first and explain to you and break it into the smaller unit. Here we see how Apostle Paul takes his ministry, particularly with regard to the Christians at Ephesus. First verse tells us about who Paul is, or at least who does Paul think he is. He says that he is the apostle. He's the apostle. For the ground for him to be apostle, or justification for him to be apostle, is that God's will. He says, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God. Not by his own choice, not by his own will, but by the will of God. He confessed that he has become an apostle. That is his testimony as to his own calling. I am what I am by the will of God. And he continues to spell out or specify what the apostle is for him. He says, I am an apostle of Christ Jesus. My calling is related with Jesus Christ. Of course, I need a lot more time to elaborate on this, but simply put, his work is related to the work that Jesus Christ accomplished. That is his own take and understanding as to his own calling. Third thing that we find in this passage is his function as an apostle. To the saints in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus. Of course, this is very typical formula, epistolary formula at the time. So it is simply an opening statement. However, within it, we see how he perceives the readers of this letter. In other words, the Christians on the other side in Ephesus. They're the people that I should be accountable, and I'm called for them. That is my ministry. Therefore, I write this letter to them. In other words, the whole All of this that he writes in this letter is his ministry. Ministry done through the form of the letter, eventually it is the ministry of the word. From second verse, we see how he applies or how he executes his ministry, word ministry. First, when he prays for his congregation, he is based upon triune God. We see he refers to the name of God, the Trinity. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, well, you might raise a question. Yeah, you see God the Father and God the Son, but where is the Holy Spirit? Good question. Grace and peace is something that is communicated or shared through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. So whenever you look at Paul's letters in the New Testament, particularly in the beginning of this of each letter, you never find the name of the Holy Spirit, but you often find grace and peace or just a grace. That is ministry of the Holy Spirit. So that itself proves the Trinity formula. So when he does his ministry, when he takes on his ministry of the word, he knows that his ministry is based upon God the Trinity, and what he ministers, what he communicates, what he conveys and teaches, in other words, the content of his ministry is, you may summarize, grace and peace. In other words, the fullness of the Holy Spirit. And how, in what ways? The question of methodology is through his prayer and teaching ministry. This beginning, the opening statement is a form of blessings. And at the same time, we see the whole letter behind it. That is the word that he wanted to convey and communicate. That is what he is called for, that is teaching ministry. So through the two verses, the beginning verses, we see how Paul takes his ministry, at least to the church at Ephesus. If you take it to our own context, it is like how the pastor should take on his own calling and responsibility. Perhaps that is something that we should commonly share for one another. Paul understands that he is the apostle of Christ. Of course, pastor is not an apostle. However, he also continues to the work that Jesus Christ accomplished and entrusted to his apostles and the church that is established upon the foundation of the apostle. So it is something that we must remember so that we mutually understand what we individually call for in the kingdom of God. Even congregations, same. We are called by the will of God. The Holy Spirit becomes the power for us so that we all have become the servant of Jesus Christ. Verse 3 through 14, it is rather long. It takes a lot of time, but I'll have to try to be short and quick. I want to say all these verses make one sentence. In English translations, it is broken into several sentences. However, you look into the original text, it is one sentence. What it tells us is this one sentence is full of rich meaning. full of heavenly blessings. It is nearly impossible to explicate and elaborate all the meanings out of this one sentence, but that much. Apostle Paul pours his heart with blessing for the saints and Christians at the church of Ephesus. Here I want to indicate three things. Just as Paul was called by the will of God as an apostle of Jesus Christ for the ministry to the Christians at the church, same way, there is some parallel that we must see here. First, from verses 3 through 6, we are chosen in Christ. We are chosen in Christ. The subject of this whole sentence is God. The one who chose us, called us, is God the Father. It's not I who decide to be Christian. It was not by my decision that my story has begun. It is by God that my story has begun. It is before the foundation of the world that he chose me. So the time when he chose us was before the foundation. It's not when I made up my mind to be a believer. The way and the method God chose us was through his will. Look at verse 5. In accordance with his pleasure and will. Simply by his pleasure and will, he chose us. That's how my story began. It's not by my will that can change any time. For what purpose? Look at verse 6. To the praise of his glorious grace, so that we may reveal his glory. Not for my own glory. From verses 7 through 10, we see what we enjoy in Jesus Christ. Simply put, it is pleroma in Greek, abundance. In Christ, we get to enjoy riches and abundance of his grace. Look at verse 7. It says, we have become, our sins have been forgiven. It talks about the forgiveness of sins. We have become the righteous. And it talks about the grace of salvation. And verse 8, it talks about how he has given us wisdom and understanding. This is something that is communicated through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. It is something that we didn't have before, but now we do, so that we might have some deeper insight about what God does and what he is up to. Verse 9, we find that God has revealed us the mystery. A mystery of something, his will, according to his good pleasure, according to his good will, so that we may know what God is doing in the course of history, so that we may know and anticipate and expect what would be next thing for us to do, as to how we participate in it as well. Verse 10, we see all of these things are fulfilled in Jesus Christ. In other words, this fulfillment, the scale of fulfillment is not just my personal gain, but it is cosmic gain. The scale is such a big, the whole creation will become the fulfillment for me. Can you believe that? Verses 11 through 14, there we find the purpose. The purpose for us that we find in Christ. He chose us so that we may have become His inheritance. And for that matter, God has given us the Holy Spirit as a deposit, as a seal, as a guarantee that eventually we will, when we go to heaven, we will enjoy all of this so that we may have anticipation and a foretaste of it now. But all of gain that we have has a higher goal, higher purpose, that is for the praise of God, for the praise of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us look at the last part of verse 12. Might be for the praise of His glory. And verse 14 as well. To the praise of His glory. The praise of His glory is being repeated two times there. In other words, what God does in Christ for us is to glorify Himself through the glory of His Son, Jesus Christ. My story, so-called, began before the foundation of the world, in Christ, by God, so that in Christ we may have the abundance, the riches of His grace. That is what everybody wished for their own life. This is something that we must remember. I want to emphasize that in this letter, in this piece of passage here, we don't want to take this passage and apply to myself alone. We don't want to look at it from my own gains point of view. Because through this, we are all called to be God's church. And we want to see how my story will be eventually interconnected with one another. I pray that you may rediscover who you are in Christ. In Christ. Who am I? What is my life? What is goal? What am I after? Without Christ, there is no me. Our 시간 찬송 한장하시겠습니다. 455장 1절 찬송을 같이 부르겠습니다.